Dyke check 1 2 1 2.
OG Courts Daya.
D Styles in the cut.
Domski not in the cut. Domski is not in the cut, people. We're sorry. We know. We've been away for a little while. We had y'all waiting and stuff. But listen, life be life, you know. Even me today, I really had things to be doing. But I said, you know what? We got to give the people something.
Something, at least.
The people a little something to tide you over. Yeah. So we're here. Life is life in. Domski is Domski in somewhere. But we're here regardless. So hopefully you are grateful. Hopefully we are enough.
Better be. The fuck?
You know? Fuck? What are you saying, D?
I'm cool, man. I'm happy to, be back recording. Like you said, it's been a while. So definitely happy to be back on the mics. You feel me?
Back on the mic, man.
It's been my week's been okay. Nothing too crazy. But, yeah, as always, glad it's Friday.
This is it.
And I can enjoy myself.
This is it.
Well, I was going to say the sun, but I don't know if...
Listen, I don't know what this weather's doing. Whoever's controlling the weather machine, please. It's May now.
It's actually May.
We can heat up. Do you know what I mean? Like, you gave us like 2 good days, and now I came outside this morning and it's rained again.
Rain.
And I'm very confused.
It rained and then it was like hot for like an hour. And then now it's shit.
You know what happened to me today? So obviously this is some awareness for you guys as well. So I've been meaning to give blood for ages. For a long time I've been meaning to give blood. It's been on my to-do list to do. As you know we're disproportionately affected by sickle cell. And you know, we need more donors basically. So I saw a poem by I think her name's Sayo, and she had a sister who passed away from sickle cell, put up a poem about it. It was really touching, like I was bawling. But it reminded me that it's been on my to-do list
to
time
go
to
do
go
it.
And donate blood. And I've actually booked appointments before, but then something will always come up and then I won't go. So this time I was like, nah, fuck this. Like, I need to actually do it. So psyched myself up to go. I don't like needles. So already that's... oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but we have to do it for our people then. So I set myself up to go, whatever, followed all like the guidance of what you're meant to do, like before you go, make sure you're eating regularly, you need to drink a lot of water, because you know, you don't want to be dehydrated after. I think you give like a pint of blood something like that.
That's,
like,
yeah, that's quite a lot of blood.
Yeah, don't quote me on that, but I think you give quite a bit. Like, yeah. You're there for like 10 minutes, whatever, giving, shelling out your blood. So... anyway, done all of that, booked the early appointment. Went down to the donor center. So first they test your iron levels. So I thought it was just on the first time, but every time you give blood, they check your iron levels to make sure that, you know, you're okay to give blood and that like your blood will be safe, et cetera, et cetera. So I go to the thing. He pricks my finger, which I hate. actually reminds me of my grandma. My granny, rest her soul, she had diabetes, so I used to always see her fingers get pricked, and I used to be like, so painful. And obviously, like, if anyone's ever done, like a full STD test, sometimes you prick your finger as well to do a HIV test. So that's the only time I've ever pricked my finger. So he pricked my finger, and then he puts the blood in this solution and stuff, and he's like, oh, that didn't work, so we've got to do it again.
Nah, stop it. Is it the same finger or a different one?
A different one now. And like, they'll be squeezing the blood out of your finger. I'm being a baby, but I didn't like it. I don't like it. Anyway, cool. So then he puts it in this machine thing. And then I'm thinking, oh, please don't.
If he comes back again.
Don't tell me any rubbish. So then he's like, oh, so unfortunately your iron levels are too low and you can't give blood. I said, wah, 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 wah. What do you mean? Because... funny enough, like, my girlfriend, she told me that her cousin went to give blood one time, and they'd done the same test for her, and they said her iron was low, but they said her iron was ridiculously low, so she had to go, like, to the doctors.
No, stop it.
Yeah, they was like, you need to go to the doctors because your iron's dangerously low. And they had to, like, I think, I don't know if she went to the doctors or she went to A&E, I can't remember. But they was literally like, we don't know how you're standing. Like, you need to go right now. And they had to give her, like, an iron infusion.
That's crazy.
So when he said to me, your iron levels are low, automatically I said, hey! I'm going to collapse in this place. I said, oh, why did I bring myself here? Yeah, this is the beginning of my demise.
I did it to myself.
Literally, I was like, why did I bring myself here? Look now.
Oh,
look
no.
now, they're going to tell you that your blood is rubbish. Ah, God. So I looked at him. I was like, is it something to worry about? Like, yeah. is it really low? He was like, no. So he was like, your iron needs to be between 125 and 128 for you to donate.
Okay.
Mine was 123.
Oh, okay.
So he was like, you're just a couple of points off. He was like, so what happens is we need to like defer you for 3 months. So you can't come back for 3 months. And then they gave me a leaflet on all this stuff I need to eat.
Like, yeah.
I need to eat more greens and brown rice.
Brown rice? Who eats brown rice?
What else did they put in there? Like nuts, vegetable, and cereal, eggs. These kind of things. So, you know what? It was kind of a reminder that my diet definitely isn't varied enough. I eat different things, but it's different things of the same thing.
Yeah, I get what you mean. So I was
like, you know what? Fair enough. Cool. But yeah, I was bummed out, man. I was going down there to do my part for the community.
That's annoying.
Do you know what I mean? I was like, yes, this is going to be starting my Friday on a good
You're going to be like, yes, do you know what I mean? Did it, got out the way.
Right, and then they said...
Plitter platter.
They threw me out of my ass. I said, wow, okay.
Are you going to go back in 3 months?
Yeah. I've set a reminder for myself in 3 months' time. Even just to make sure my iron's all right. Maybe I need to go do blood tests. get full blood works. But yeah, I was just like, right, iggy. But yeah, but this is my reminder to everyone. If you're healthy and you're alive and kicking, and especially if you're a person of colour, please go and give blood. It's important. It doesn't cost you anything. It's half an hour out of your day, an hour out of your day. So, and it saves people's lives.
Literally.
So, this is my reminder to everyone to go give blood. And hopefully you don't have the experience I had. You know, hopefully you've got good iron levels.
And you don't have to go to A&E.
The joke is, I went out to eat yesterday at this like steak place, whatever. Yeah, and I had a plate full of meat. I said, there's no way my iron can be low. What? I had pork chop, lamb chop.
All the chops.
Steak. If you looked on my Instagram, you saw what I ate. It was literally a plate of meat to the point where I was actually looking at my girlfriend like, I didn't know places like this could even exist. Like, how can you get so much meat on a plate?
That's crazy. It wasn't
even expensive. I said, is this some...
Is this pigeon? It's probably pigeon.
What
kind of meat are they selling?
What wholesale meat are they providing here? Excuse me? Ay, ay, ay. But yeah. It is what it is. I'll go back in 3 months' time. It's all good. But guys, summer is here.
Round the corner.
Summer is here.
If one thing is happening, the weeks, the months, the year is flying by.
Bro.
It is actually flying by.
I don't know if I appreciate how quick it's moving.
Neither do I, to be honest. I blinked. It was Christmas. I blinked again. And we're basically in June. 6 months. Six. Half the year is basically... coming, like, basically done.
I don't know if I like this, because I remember, like, your parents would say, you know, once you get older, like, the years really fly.
Really fly by.
Like, I'm not ready for that.
I'm not ready.
I'd like to enjoy each year in full, you know?
But, yeah.
This is all happening too fast. Too fast for me.
Nah.
Do you have any holidays this year?
I'm not having booked so far, but, like, definitely what needs to be cut, stepping outside of this London. I don't like it here, and I'm tired of it.
We hate it here. The streets have been quite mad since we left.
Yeah.
The streets are streeting. That's all I'll say. The streets are streeting. But one thing that did happen in the past couple of weeks whilst we haven't been here that I was kind of shocked by.
Yeah.
Kevin Samuels. Kevin Samuels dropped down.
Bro!
I didn't see that coming.
I definitely didn't see that coming.
I thought that guy was healthy. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so weird. Like, it's because, like, you just don't, like I said, you don't think that would happen to him. And I mean, of course, everybody has to die at some point, but you just don't think it's going to.
He's like
50 something, like 52 like or 50s. Literally.
I was like, rah. That's all a bit mad. Mm-hmm. Obviously, at first, it seemed like a rumor. So
yeah.
I don't know if this is real. And then once it got verified, I was like, hell where? And then also, once it got verified that, like, he died with some girl he picked up, like, the night before, I said...
The night before at the club.
I said,
This life.
Is this the life you've been life. Promoting to the other
this
people?
This is life that he's been promoting and was saying this and saying that and, you know, going off on things and, bro...
So, obviously, like... after he died, there was a lot of talk on socials about his death and how people felt about it. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that, how people felt about it. And some people were overjoyed, let's be honest. Yeah. Some people were very overjoyed. People were talking about dancing on his grave.
That
people
is very wild.
people were saying good riddance and all of these things. There were a lot of spaces. Mm. People talking about it, whatever. And I could understand both sides.
Yeah.
Because obviously, how I've been raised, that you don't disrespect the dead.
Of course. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's Duffy very like, yeah, Duffy literally.
Real. So I've been told that, like, when people die, you kind of just leave
it. You just kind of leave it. Like, they're dead now, so, you know what I'm saying?
But on the other side, I was like, I understand the people that were, like, saying, well, good riddance. Because ultimately, if you have been a harmful person, and obviously we don't know, everyone's built different.
Yeah.
So what I might be able to get over and it might just wash over me, whatever, might not wash over somebody else.
Yeah.
And not only that, when you're contributing, when you're actively contributing to the culture of misogyny, the culture of rape, when you're actively contributing to like this incel type view of women in this decade, it's a bit mad.
It's very chaotic.
And ultimately, part of me was like, no, let people cut him, even in death, because it will teach the men that are here now and still living that, guess what? If you don't do right by me, when you leave this place, I'm still going to cut you. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you leave, don't think that everyone's going to be
Oh, my God.
It was a shame. Yeah. I would never wish that. No, when you go, we will still be on you.
Right.
We will still be on you because... Everything's about legacy. Not everything is about legacy. Let me rephrase. But the legacy you leave behind is the legacy you leave behind. And it's not always a good one.
Exactly.
So if you've been someone that has hurt a large percentage of women, and not even just directly, indirectly, because let's be honest, like the majority of Kevin Samuel's fan base and stuff are men.
Yeah, of course.
So when a woman is in a relationship with a man and this man now has decided that he's going to start listening to Kevin Samuels
right, every week. It's bullshit.
And now this man is coming coming home, asking her what she's bringing to the table, telling her how many other fine, high-value women that he can get outside, telling her that, you know, the fact that she has two children makes her anyhow, and this and that, and this and that. And this is the content that he's taking in every week. And before you know it, your man starts to move mad. And your man starts to look at you mad. And your man starts to talk to you mad. He has indirectly affected people's whole lives.
Definitely.
So when you look at it like that, and you're not just looking at it like, oh, well, you know, if you don't like what he's saying on YouTube, turn it off.
Right.
If you don't like what he's saying on Instagram, turn it off. Why are you watching? But it's not just about us
it's
watching.
It's not just about that.
Do you know what I mean? It's not about me watching.
It's bigger than that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's the bigger picture. Honestly. It's like if my son was to grow up and start watching Kevin Samuels and then go and decide that he's going to treat other women somehow based off what that man is saying. It's not just about you. Do you know what I mean? It's not just about every individual woman consuming his content. And I think that's where like the conversation kind of got lost, because I think people were... Like, when I was going in spaces and stuff, and men were arguing with women and all this madness, and men are saying to women, well, you know, if you don't like what they're saying, then why do you turn it off? Why do you do? You know, it's you lot that are giving him the views, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but the issue isn't with us watching it. The issue is with all of the men that are watching it. Because you lot are the one that are
going to take
easily led.
Exactly. Going to take it away and start saying, oh, no, like, but Kevin Samuel, he's a relationship, you know, advisor.
Expat.
When is the last time he was in a relationship? Was he ever married? Me, I don't know. So even that is very flitter-platter, because how can you give me advice on something that you're not in?
How are you giving me advice, but you've died.
Experienced.
You've died under a one-night stand.
That is very... Did you hear the...
how are you telling
me... The 911 call?
Yes.
That I felt.
And then the woman was... God bless her. She was there trying to get defibrillator and all this stuff and whatever else. And I'm just like, look at life, because obviously, like, God forbid, none of us know when we're going to go, but it's like, you were so busy, obviously that became his bread and butter, but you were so busy talking to everyone else about what they should be doing with their lives, and was your health even in check?
That's exactly.
Was your health
He probably didn't even know. He probably didn't even know.
Was your cholesterol in check?
too busy wondering about other people, chatting about other people. Face your front, face what concerns you, and face
And then I saw men saying things like, oh, but he did say other stuff. Like, obviously, there were clips where he was coming at men and saying, you know, but you ain't got a big dick and you ain't earning 10 figures. And it's like, it doesn't matter. Because regardless whether he cussed men sometimes or not, even that, him telling men that you are only worth something if you have a big dick and you earn a lot of money.
That is very stupid.
Turn into the same men that say, if I buy you fucking Jimmy Choo's, you should free up the front.
Literally. That's what happens.
So regardless whether he's getting onto men or getting onto women, the culture that he is contributing to is a harmful one.
It's very toxic. It's very, very
no
toxic.
No one wants no man that's going to think because he's got some change, he can now own you and treat you how you like.
Because of money.
Because of money. And penis size. You can go and buy one
penis.
Penis
size? Is that really?
And we can use them better. Right. So it's not... What's that? What's all that?
What is that?
What's all that?
That's very... Oh, God. His views were very problematic. I can't lie.
It's
a lot
crazy.
Of them were very, very outlandish.
They were crazy.
It's actually a bit scary to think that somebody can sit down and in their right mind. You know, that some people have like wild opinions, but for you to actually come outside on your platform and you had so much people listening to your views and ideas and you had the audacity to be spewing hatred, nonsense, misogyny, all these things, like, it's I don't think he was okay in the head, like, personally, like, that was very mad because...
Bro, it's like, who hurt you, bro? Who hurt you?
He had to, no, I feel like, he had to, or somebody hurt him.
And I'm like, I saw, like, men on Twitter and shit talking about, oh, yeah, but, you know, you lot are rude, shouldn't be disrespecting the dead and blah, 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 and all this stuff. I'm like, But if a man, like, let's say... Tommy Robinson, you know the guy that is like the head of the judge. That guy.
Yeah.
If Tommy Robinson dropped down dead tomorrow, and all of us were rejoicing, do you think the same men that are saying, "Oh, but you know we shouldn't be talking about Kevin Samuels because he's dead," would be telling us, "Oh, but Tommy was a human at the end of the day"?
Of course not.
Tommy had a family. He had kids.
Oh, fuck off.
What about his mum? If Tommy dropped down dead tomorrow and everybody we was all saying, "Let's smoking the dead ops," what? Tommy who? Tommy where?
Nobody would be have chat.
Nobody would have chat. None of you would be saying anything.
And that's
anything.
The thing. It's always terms and conditions on why and independent on who it is and context and background. No, have the same energy
don't
throughout.
Pick and choose. And this is the thing. Don't get me wrong. Like you can be conflicted. Mm. There's not always a clear cut way to look at something. Like I said, like I've been raised a certain way. So sometimes I'm like... talking on dead people. The judge will come for you. The dead people will come for you. But at the same time, I have to look at two sides of the coin and I'm like, bruh, if this man has spent half of his time in the public eye disrespecting women...
When he was alive.
Right.
Why should women respect him in his death?
In his death.
Or anyone, really. But like, that's... You know what I'm saying?
When bad people die, bro.
Drinking people were chatting shit about Hitler dying.
Right. Right, like, it was the anniversary of Hitler's death and we all started saying, fuck Hitler. Would you not be coming to say, but...
Fuck that nigga.
He's a human too.
He's a human. He had feelings. Did he not have wife and kids?
Did he not have wife? What about Hitler's mum? What about his grandchildren?
What about his grandchildren?
Oh, we can't say that. We can't say that. He was a human being.
Was he not a human being? But he did... the damage, you know, that somebody does... You have to hold him account. I don't think anybody really held him accountable. And he didn't give a fuck, respectfully. So I feel like that's probably why everybody feels this way. Or not everybody, but like the people who feel strongly about the fact that, you know, he's dead and all
and
these
you
things.
Don't know, again, like people are, you know, these ways of being, they're really harmful. And
exactly.
They're really, like, obviously, me as a lesbian, it's not really my portion, do you know what I mean? I don't really deal with it in that aspect. But when you date men and, you know, you hear another man sharing these views and spreading this kind of, like, just nastiness, it's only going to make you feel one way, especially if you've had relationships with men that also add to that conversation that also feel that way about women. So exactly. It's like, right, you're really out here trying to teach the next generation that this is
okay.
You should continue this. This is the cycle that we want to perpetuate.
No.
That's mad, bro. That's mad. I get it, man. I get it. And I ain't going to tell no one, oh, you shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say this, because if a man's nasty, a man's nasty.
Respectfully.
It's as simple as that.
Respectfully, you can't come and now glamorize and, oh, in his death, all of a sudden he's now a changed person and all of a sudden, no.
Nah.
The fact that he was at, when he died, he hadn't like made the apology or said this or said that, no. He was sticking to his, he was saying everything that he said, he was saying with his chest and he stuck to his word. So respectfully, everybody has the right to feel how they want to feel about this guy's, you know, passing. And
all this, oh, but you know, he spoke about men too. Okay, so let's say everyone now listens to him, and now all the men have money and big penises. And if you don't have a big penis or money, you shut up.
Get
you don't,
the
you
equation.
Don't get any love. You don't get no looking. And then all the women now, you have to, you know, go for what's equal to you and who owns this and who owns that. And if you have two kids and if you have this and if you've been divorced and blah, 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 whatever. And we're basing it all on this point scheme. Guess what you end up with? Guess what you end up with?
What?
Dubai Porta Potty. That's what you end up with. That's what you end up with.
Fuck off. That Dubai Potty. That Potapoo, Potaloo, whatever the fuck it's called. That, you see that whole dynamic there? I'm very speechless.
But this is why you can't make money king. Mm. You can't make money king in this world. I know people say cash rules everything around
the world. Bro, there's got to be a flipping. In fact, you know what? Yeah, I feel like we should read that tweet that Dom sent.
Let me see.
If you can read it out, because you're a better reader. It's quite long, but I feel like even if you read like half of it or like just like skim it,
listen,
like that story, I was reading it earlier and my mouth was just like, it's a bit like a lot, because even
I didn't even read this. Oh my god, this is long.
You didn't even read it. Yeah, no, read it. We should actually just like read that. But the thing is, just a bit like there's certain things that you can just like, yeah.
Okay.
Respectfully.
I'm gonna try read this.
Skim over it.
Cool.
Some things.
This is someone's story about them going to Dubai, right? And why they went to Dubai. Mm-hmm. Cool. So anonymously, of course, it says, I agree to date a millionaire in Dubai. I'm a 24-year-old female, and honestly, God and nature gave me beauty and a dream body. I was once a maid of honor to a young dolphin.
Spun me. I don't even know
what
that.
I don't know that.
What do you mean, young dolph?
Have you made me? Don't make me come and read rubbish here.
No, young dolph. That I didn't get. That was very like. Huh? Okay. Why did she say that? But okay.
Maybe
go
we
on.
Don't. Maybe dolphin is like a term for something else.
Maybe.
That we need
maybe.
To look up.
Like
we'll look up the author. Okay, so I was once a maid of honor to a young dolphin that was being politically projected in my country, whose name I will not reveal, otherwise it would be recognized very quickly. Sensibly, 2 weeks ago, I went to Dubai for the first time with a friend who usually goes there. She told me there you could get golden balls, which means have a lot of money. Okay. She offered me the ticket and accommodation and said we are going for 5 days to enjoy the charms of Dubai. Arriving at the site, I was completely in awe, fascinated with the country, blah, blah, blah. Everything shines, da, 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 da. She felt like she was born on the wrong side of the world, whatever. On the third day, she was approached by a strange man. A man, when you look at him, you know he's full of money. Told me he liked me and wanted to spend the night with me in a quiet place. He proceeded and told me in exchange for a day shopping at stores of my choice and 50,000 for 50,000 basically.
Yeah.
I was left speechless at how surprised I was at his proposal. I spoke to my friend and she told me that in Dubai it's always like this, but there's nothing to fear, that I should think of all the bags and the accessories that I could have in one day. Not counting the enormous amount of money I would have in exchange for just one night. I thought no one needs to know that I traded my body for jewelry and clothes. No, let me not laugh.
Stop it.
We're far from home. What happens in Dubai dies in Dubai. Hey. But now it's here on Twitter.
Hey.
Then I made the mistake of accepting that exchange. The appointment was then scheduled for the next day. On D-Day, a man came to pick me up at 10 o'clock from my hotel in a poser Lamborghini Diablo and took me to see Mister, who approached me, then asked me to sign a non-confidence agreement. Oh, that's like an NDA.
Yeah.
From time I have to sign NDA, what are we doing?
From time you have to sign NDA, you already know that everything is looking left. From that point, I'd have been like, tears in my eyes.
Sign me a non-confidence agreement, because in Dubai, due to their religion, all secrecy was little and why one night sex I would be entitled to everything I wanted. This grammar is not grammar.
Very nice,
anyway,
not grammaring.
So she had to sign an NDA because religion and all this stuff. He wanted to keep it a secret. Cool. So he handed me a bag of bills to the guy who came to pick me up, who looked like a bodyguard, due to the physical advantage, and ordered him to take me shopping. He then handed me a big envelope and I had a dream day going to the stores, massage parlors, shopping, malls, etc., etc. She bought a Chanel bag, Hermes sandals, perfume, Yves Saint Laurent, Prada.
Should have gone to be stunting on the Instagram and all her followers would be like, oh my God, like, this person's got a case. Hi!
You see me, I would have, the way I would have ran away from the bodyguard, that would be the last time they see me.
You smart.
I
have my bag. I'll be going.
Listen, well, you know sometimes they come. Where's Lauren?
You know sometimes they confiscate your passport.
Oh yeah, so they take your passport. What's the thing? What's the program that was on?
Yeah, I can't remember. We watched that program. What was it?
Oh fuck.
I know because I remember that whole scenario where they went abroad. Mood, yeah.
Where they
confiscated their passport in the yeah.
Yeah, you see me. I would have had to do something. I would have ran to the embassy with the money.
Embassy.
Just slide one. Listen, if they give me 50 towel,
what?
I'm running to the embassy.
Lauren.
Yeah, I'm
Lauren.
Sliding the clerk at the till a cheeky 5. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good for you. Sliding you a cheeky 5, yeah. Get me on the next flight.
Bye.
See ya.
Literally.
Message my girl when I get back home.
Listen, obsessed.
We outie.
She clearly is calm and cool.
I'm not doing this. I had to sign an NDA. I'm not doing it. Anyway, so cool. So she goes shopping, whatever. After shopping, his bodyguard put me in a hotel, told me to prepare for 10 p.m. He'll come back to pick me up to take her to the guy. It seemed like a dream. I was so happy. I didn't care what came next. Ha, famous last words.
Splitter platter.
So the bodyguard came to pick me up and took me to the house of the billionaire. We were stationed in his mansion by the sea. We went to the pier. We entered a sophisticated boat and we went out to sea. Okay, see, already I'm scared. I don't want to go out to sea. I don't want to go
That's
out
the
to
last
sea.
Thing I'd want to do as well. Go out to sea in a foreign country.
At night time. With a strange man.
Bet.
I don't want to go out to sea. Because
can I swim? Can you swim? Can I swim? What will happen? No, bare thoughts will be going through my head, Jeanette. I'm definitely not cut out for this. Like, I could never.
My knees will be shaking.
The Chanel bag that is new old season. 1 year's what? Time.
When he comes
season.
To put his hand on my leg, my knees will just be shaking like that. Shaking like that.
Hey!
No.
Remember that post you posted the other day? You were like, I want a sugar daddy, but...
Listen, if he touches me, I'll scream. Listen, I'll scream. Anyway, so cool. She's on the boat now. We're actually turning this into a joke.
Sorry.
So cool. So she gets on the boat. They go out to sea. Cool. So my ordeal was about to begin. He wasn't alone. There were 4 other men with him. I didn't have the right to talk. I just had to hold on until it was all over. Hmm. What? What do you mean? Oh my God, I don't think I could read the rest of this, you know. Hey!
Yeah.
I thought I would only have to deal with one man. Trigger warning, trigger warning, trigger warning.
Trigger warning, trigger warning. Trigger
Pause
warning.
This now if you don't want to hear what's going to happen next because yeah, this looks like it's going to go very absolutely mad. Yeah. It's going left.
It's going left. Trigger so warning. Trigger warning, guys.
Cool. I thought I would only have to deal with one man. Everything was changing already. I don't even have the words. It was far more than I could handle. I was their sexual object. Actually, the object of their sexual sadism. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to read it how she wrote it. This is mad. So basically, they penetrated her in all areas. Mm-hmm. Cool. They had her on a leash. And they made her have sex with a dog.
Plitter platter.
A big dog. They tied her up. Gagged her, put like all kind of objects in her, whatever. What? Nah. I'm not even reading the rest of this. They done all kind of madness to her, guys. This is
very, very
what?
Bro. Read that.
Okay, and then they done. Okay, so this is a bit. So remember, guys, like all the Dubai stuff. People were eating the poop.
Yep.
They made her eat the poop, and they
amongst
they
other
on
things
her as well.
Yeah. They made her
eat the poop and then what
and her vomit.
Hold on. Oh god, wait, hold on. And then after doing all of this mm-hmm. I was thrown in the water
like you said, Courtney.
And the boss told his bodyguard to get me out the water and then he gave me a big towel. I was shaking, crying uncontrollably. Everything was mash up. Basically her body was mash up, everything was bruised, she was in pain. And then she checked back into her hotel at 4 a.m. Let's remember, she linked up with him at 10.
From 10.
She checked back into her hotel at 4 a.m. Friend came to see me at 9 o'clock, saw me in the condition, and told me, my dear, you'll get used to it.
What kind of friend is that? That's not even your
friend. I remember seeing her on a boat last night. No. I asked her why she didn't tell me what was going to happen. She told me that not everyone has foreign practices. Sometimes it's just sex. And that she didn't want to scare me by taking the risk of turning down the proposal.
Crazy.
I was shocked how she could put me through this. Pimp. I feel dirty. I lost my humanity, my dignity, everything I've got. Those expensive gifts, blah, blah, blah. It disgusts me. Months go by and I can still smell everything.
Hey.
And feel everything. Basically... my friend destroyed me. I know she'll read this and I want her to know that she's ruined my life. I don't even know if I'll ever have kids. I'm so broken. Jesus.
Bro.
Okay. And then she's even hashtagged it. Dubai Porta Potty Unclassified Files.
Boy. Oh.
Guys. Boy. Guys. Guys. Guys.
Guys. I just think we need to take a deep breath here because that was... yeah, that's exactly how I felt when I was I read it the first time.
Didn't read it, and I'm like, all jokes aside, because obviously we were joking and shits and gigs at the beginning, but I haven't read this before. But, it's techie. It's so techie because I'm like, this is why you can't make money king, because people get to a point where they are so rich. Mm-hmm. That the little things in life don't bring them joy.
They don't.
And they're such broken people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who they are. They don't know what even makes them happy. Mm-hmm. They think money makes them happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So once you have all the money in the world and you can buy everything you want. Yep. Because think about it. The richest people in this world always say
money's not everything.
Maybe Elon Musk might be the only person that thinks money is everything.
Even him.
Every day. But everyone else always says money isn't everything. Yeah. And I think it's because once you get to a stage where you can buy whatever you want, where's the joy in it?
Where's the joy?
Because once I've bought all the Lamborghinis and all the mansions and all the trips, and once I've done all the outlandish things, skydive from here, bungee jump from here, climb this, climb that, donated here, done whatever. Once I've done all of that and I've blown as much of the bag as I can, spending money is not fun anymore.
Exactly.
It's not fun anymore. So where people say, oh, would you rather cry in the Maybach and all this stuff? It's like, okay, but once I've bought several Maybachs, guess what? I don't even want to cry in the Maybach anymore. The Maybach's not fun.
It's all the same.
Everything's the same now. And this is why you can't make money king, because it gets scary. Because now that you can buy whatever you want, and now going shopping in Chanel and Gucci and Dior, all these places no longer add to anything. They no longer give you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're trying to pay. This is kind of Squid Games. Now you're trying to make games out of
people's lives. Yeah, yeah.
Out of humans.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's where they're getting their joy from now. Do you get it? Because you can imagine, like, it's basically, it reminded me of Squid Games, because if one, it was more than one person, it wasn't like, say, he called all his boys and were like, bro, like you say, they're all probably in the same tax bracket, they've all the same, now they're using people as their puppets and as their source of fun.
That's sick.
That is sick.
And I'm like, God forbid, like, my child ever felt like they ever needed to do this for a... And this is why materialism is killing our people. Mm-hmm. And this is what I say all the time. Materialism is killing our people, because...
You see what I mean?
You want bag so bad.
Chanel bag, Hermes slippers. So you post it, you go and post it on Instagram one time, because you can't post it more than once, because people will say, why is she repeating that thing more? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
why is the bag this important? Because guess what? That guy who can buy a million bags, he don't want the Chanel bag.
He don't want it.
He wants you to eat his shit.
Respectfully.
So what are you doing for the Chanel bag?
Losing your dignity.
The people that can afford the Chanel bag, this is what they're on.
They don't even want the Chanel bag. So do you even want
this kind of money that these people are making? Because clearly it's sick. There's something wrong here. There's something very wrong. Bro, I'm just like... And don't get me wrong, you can like nice things. I'm not saying there's anything wrong in liking nice things, yeah? We can all like nice things, but I'm like, to what extent will you go to get these things?
If you can't get them, like, at the stage that you are right now.
And also, I completely respect the sex industry and sex workers. I think that's a different conversation. But I think this new age of, like, influencers or what look like influencers then turning to this going down this route to keep up appearances is scary.
It's very, very scary,
because I think if you choose to be a sex worker,
that's the different
that's making a choice. A you choice, understand right. you know the risks that come exactly. with that, and you are making a choice based off your own liberty and your own doing.
Exactly.
But I think when you're just trying to get what you can get,
and get what you can get,
you're going down a slippery slope, because once you get on that man's boat,
you're finished. And you have all these friends. Respectfully, I feel like that friend is even a pimp, because that's what it felt like.
Absolutely.
Because her friend just like glamorized everything and said, "Yeah, listen, Dubai lit."
But you know what? Remember, so spoiler alert: if you haven't seen Mood, skip this bit. But in Mood, there was a part where obviously they go to, I can't remember where, they fly somewhere and they're going out there for like these footballers or something like that, yeah? And one of the girls has obviously arranged it for them all to go. And she's kind of said, you know, we ain't going to do nothing too much. We're just going to go and socialize chill with them and chill and they'll give us money. And obviously there's always the insinuation that you might have to do one, two things and whatever. But in the end, when everything does go left and the men start moving mad and, you know, one of the girls gets assaulted.
By a young boy.
Right. And all of that happens. It turns out that the girl that organised it kind of knew what was going to happen.
Of course.
She knew what waters they were in. And she was like, yeah, like. And the joke is she had their passports.
That's what I'm saying. The whole time she had the passports, right?
Yeah. So she knew what was going down. And again, even that, like, it's dangerous, because the thing that makes people do that is, again, chasing this bag, chasing this status, chasing this. And it's like, what happens when you get there?
Yeah. What now?
What happens when you get there? Because the people that have all this stuff are not necessarily the happiest, bro.
Just chasing, like.
Diddy got all the money in the world, and I don't know if he's found a steady love yet.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
So, I'm like,
that's why he even changed his name to Love now to find it,
bro. And again, like, see, even that, like, you're at the point where you have so much money,
bro.
You're so bored, you're changing your name every year.
Changing your name, literally.
Like, what are we doing out here? And obviously, like, I feel sorry for that girl, and I really hope counselling is needed.
100%.
But I hope that she can get over that. But it's like, please, please, if there's anyone that is like looking to, you know, like make themselves available for a bag,
please, please, please,
don't just think about the harm's way that you can put yourself in. Ultimately, there's no such thing as asking to be assaulted or bringing on assault or anything like that. I don't believe in any of that. But you see, when you're dealing with certain people,
you've heard the stories, and you know there are very sick people
in this world.
Yeah.
And do your research is what I'm saying. Mm. And especially when you're going into a situation where you don't know someone, like, because they always say, like, once you get in someone's car, or once you get in someone's house, you're basically like, that's it. Do you know what I mean? They have the advantage over you. Once they shut that door and lock that door, they got an advantage over you, because you're now in unknown territory. So before you put yourself in a situation with an unknown person where you're now on their terms, you're in their house, you're in their car, you're in their hotel room, think about what you're doing and why? Because all for shopping,
you know.
Will you have this shopping in 10 years?
Oh.
Will the 50K be here?
50K or 20K, they might even bump you. Sometimes they don't even pay you. Sometimes they might even kill you. Do you get what I mean?
It's scary, man. And I think men are sick. I'm not going to lie. Like, I say it all the time. I think men are so scary, bro. Like, they are scary. And don't get me wrong. Obviously, the woman's friend's fucked up as well. But I think men are scary. Scary. I don't put nothing past no man I don't know. Even the ones I do know. I don't put nothing past them because...
You don't really know who they are.
It's very tapped. It's a very tapped situation. And that Dubai thing, people actually agree. Like, because forget this. Like, I think this was a bit different because clearly I don't think she really understood the level she was going into. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, I think she thought she was just going to have sex or whatever it is and that was going to be it. But I don't think she understood the practices of these men, right? But there are some people who are actually agreeing to go and eat somebody's poop.
Jeez.
And I'm not understanding why. I don't think I could ever be desperate enough.
No.
To eat poo.
That's I'm sorry. Crazy.
I'm sorry. I mean, I've heard of golden showers, but poo? Poo.
That's the next territory.
Poo. This is different. This is different. I don't want to talk too much about it. It makes me feel a bit weird. But, yeah, man. Guys, just don't be materialistic, man.
Material girl.
Don't want the Chanel 9 boots. Don't want the Chanel 9 boots. It's scary out there. These men that have money, even these little men, even these men on the road that have money, like these local men that have money, they for some reason think that affords them someone's body.
Yep.
They think it, and it all circles back round. Like this idea that having money entitles you to someone's body, to do what you want with someone, to treat someone, you know, as less than a human being, as less than anything. Because, you know, some of these things that she said, like, I wouldn't treat a dog like that. I wouldn't treat an animal like that. So this idea that having money just means that you are above all and you can do whatever the fuck you like is mad to me. Because who's going to hold them people account?
Right.
Because, again, like, if you go to the police, these people probably got so much money. Police ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, it can't be asked.
Because you think the police don't know about all the stuff that's going on anyway.
Like police don't know.
Come on, police
know everything. It's just if it's worth it. They probably even pay the police to just...
And you know what? I've always said something about Dubai doesn't sit right with me. It's been one place that I've never wanted to go. Even when I see people going there, whatever, boat party, this, that, I've never wanted to go there. And I think it is the pretentiousness of Dubai why I've never connected with going there. Well, I've never been. People be like, oh, do you want to go here? Do you want to go there? I'd be like, nah. Because something about it. One, I know that I don't want to get banged up abroad, and that's probably one place where I'll definitely get banged up abroad. Because all it takes is some man to say one, and I'm like, two. Like, the fuck? So, that. But then also, the way it looks, like, and... You know, I may be wrong. I haven't been there. So people that have been there and people that are from there, it may be completely different. But the way it's been
portrayed,
advertised, to the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God.
I'm like, nah, I'm not in that. And I ain't got no Chanel bag money. So I'm not...
What am I going there for?
Respectfully. What am I going there for?
More of Dubai.
Right?
Burj Khalifa.
Right.
That's about it.
Literally, like, bitch. I ain't going to no Chanel, bitch. I go window shop. I look from out here. Literally. The fuck? So, let me just keep my ASOS money at home. But, yeah, it's mad. But speaking of fucking Dubai and travelling and all the rest of it, monkeypox? I don't even like the word. I don't even like saying it.
My skin just started itching when you said that.
Guys, so I saw this news story the other day. It popped up on my phone. And I was like, oh, and it was like two confirmed cases of monkeypox in London, or something like that, London Hospital. And I said, monkeypox, what's that? I opened it. When I say the pictures,
Courtney.
the pictures, this thing looks like, have you ever seen, do you know what I don't like? And I've never liked this in life. Boils. Boils. Guys, I'm sorry, because I know that you're probably cringing hearing it. Boils. Literally. I rebuke it. I rebuke it in every God's name. I rebuke it. Back to sender. Back to sender.
Are you mad?
Back to sender. Boils. No.
That's not what we're... That is one we're not going to know. No.
Then I saw in the news today, officials say cases are going to double.
Oh, for fuck's sake, bro.
Then I heard that there was one case the other day, and my man didn't want to stay in the hospital, and he escaped.
Fuck off.
He escaped. And they don't know where he went.
They
don't have his details, anything. Oh. He gave fake details. So he's, oh. he's on the
So
news.
Now he's on the prowl with his boils everywhere.
Because I'm actually scared. It's not funny. I don't mean to scare anyone either. Like, I could be overreacting in it, but I just saw the pictures and I'm like, I can't do that. And then you know what? I was reading. I don't know why I do this to myself. Like, I get scared of something and then I read up about it. So I'm there reading up about it, and it's like, oh yeah, it's mild. It, in most cases, it's mild, whatever. But I'm looking at these boils and I'm like, that don't look like no mild shit to me. If you're telling me it's mild, but I gotta have boils on my face, that's not mild. That's extreme. Okay, that's I don't know about mild. That's extreme. But I was reading it and it was like, it said the rash starts on your face. I said,
hey, Courtney, and you know, yeah, that probably will not leave your face, bro. Like the markage.
Dude, baby, the rash starts on your face. I said, I don't need anything that starts. How's it going to start on my face? It's not even going to build this way up. It couldn't start on the toes and build this way up. Then maybe I'll lose it midway. Right. It starts on your face. This one is not of God. I don't know if they said, you know, they thought they was going to kill us all with COVID and it's not worked. So
Let's
just add another one.
Spicy now. Spicy top. Cost no, because why can't high, we get away from everything? Why can't we... What is this, Courtney? This is ridiculous at this point.
Don't touch any rails.
Eh?
Don't touch nothing when you go outside. Because the only way you can get it
is
if you come into close contact with some, like, literally you have to touch something that someone that has it has touched. So you have to touch their clothes or literally touch them, or they have to cough or sneeze on you.
Right.
So stay away from people.
Stay away! Listen.
Stay away from people. Courtney. Don't be touching nothing when you're outside. Don't touch these railings. Don't touch nothing. Don't touch nothing. Because
and mask. Respectfully.
Me, I don't know. But let someone sneeze or cough on me.
It's on. No, because why are you doing
square
that?
Square up.
Listen, I'm taking your details. Square up. Everything.
Give me your number. Because anyhow, I catch my
I'm coming for you and I'm going to hug you. The fuck? You got me messed up.
Susan, you better back up from me right now. Right now.
Susanna.
Give me 5 feet. I'm not playing. Hands and feet. I'm not playing. I don't want this. And then it made me think, because someone tweeted this. If COVID had presented physical symptoms like that, so let's say COVID came with a rash or boils, we would have stayed our ass inside.
Especially us black people.
We would have stayed our ass inside.
We are
Because the way all the black people are panicking. We're not shit. We're actually panicking.
Nah, it's true though.
We're panicking. But when the COVID was here,
nobody was doing...
No one wanted to stay there off inside. Everyone stayed inside for a month and they said, well, that was nice.
That was nice, yep.
We outside. If COVID came with a little rash, we would have stayed off inside.
Because who's coming out with a rash on their
face?
Are you mad? No way.
If COVID had them boils, all they would have had to show me is the little curve that is going back up. I'm locking all my doors.
Lock!
Uber Eats for the next 3 months, bitch.
Oh, my
What?
Dude.
You're crazy. Mm-mm. Have you seen my face? I can't have no boils. What?
Kabunko.
Bum bumps. Bruh. Nah.
All jokes aside, God, please. This monkey God? Thing, let it be coming and going. Out the window that it came from, because please, I don't
please,
get
please,
it.
Please, God, we beg. We pray.
Lord, we pray. This one, we pray.
We can't have another panda.
No rash. No, we actually can't have another panda.
We can't have another panda, please.
We can't. No, let's. Please. I rebuke.
Because we only just stepped our toe outside.
We've only just.
Toe. We're not even fully outside yet. We're not even a full formed outside beings yet.
No, they want to add monkey.
We need to. And then I was looking up, because obviously monkeypox is a version of smallpox. It was talking about like, oh, if you had the smallpox vaccine, you might still be like slightly immune to it, whatever. Oh. So I said, oh, where can I get this smallpox vaccine? I said, let me just check in case I've done it before. Because, you know, I've had my BCG and my TB and my yellow fever and all this stuff. Mm. So I said, let me see when, if I've had
the smallpox vaccine.
Let me just check. The last smallpox vaccine was like, given out in like 1982. When I saw that, the way I cried inside, I said,
So all the elders, all the elderly.
It's our turn. All the elderly are now safe.
Because in COVID, it was them that was really
I don't know if this is the right thing to say, but I don't think we should be. I don't think anyone currently should be having sex with any new partners.
No, if you keep it 100,
if you know what's right,
What's right for you, stick to what you know. It's all the boys that are outside doing hege round and center.
No new partners for now, please, guys. Let's be honest, okay? Let's not be rubbing any new bums. Yeah, everybody just...
Take time.
The old cheeky links, they're still there. Just go backwards for a little bit. Because this one's scary. I don't like that. I don't like these bum bumps. I don't want none of that.
I saw the picture. Did you see the picture?
I saw the pictures, D. And I can't get them out of my head.
How do you even, like...
I can't...
I feel like it'll be itching.
God forbid. Oh, no. It's actually hurting me. God forbid. Okay, guys, we're going to come off it because me and Dee are going down a steep hole. And if you see how it actually is shaking and quivering in the seats, so we have to actually forget that this ever existed. I don't want to.
By the grace of God.
It's not a thing. By the grace of God, we'll all be fine. Thing will come and go like any other thing, and it's not going to harm us. You and your family and your friends will all be safe. Amen. But speaking of summer, it's about time to be outside and, you know, I was just thinking about, like, lads' holidays. And I thought about what are the do's and don'ts of a lads' holiday. And by lads, I mean that inclusively. So I mean also, like, mass presenting holidays and stuff. Like, you know, when you go out with the gang on a holiday. What do you think are the do's and don'ts?
Do. Get fucking drunk. Get fucking lit.
Let's fucking have it.
Like, there's something about being on holiday that like, you just...
It's a different drunk.
It's a different drunk, man. Like, I don't know what it
that
is.
That all day sun drunk.
Literally, you being sitting down, literally just backing.
As soon as you wake up, crack.
Nah. From dusk till dawn, literally. Morning.
If you do it right, you'll come back from holiday having lost weight. If you do it right.
It's true.
If you ain't lost weight,
we didn't even eat any vegetables. I remember that first Portugal trip they went on. Did we eat any vegetables every day? KFC.
Portugal. Yeah, I don't remember eating. Besides that first night when the boys left us and dine and dash.
That Chinese.
I don't remember eating. Besides that, maybe a breakfast. That's it. I think breakfast is the only thing on the only on thing holiday I remember that's going certified.
Is KFC. We banged it out, and it's because. Okay, I'm getting it confused.
I'm getting it confused with Ibiza.
I don't remember eating.
The Ibiza was KFC because that KFC was running our belly. Every time I woke up the next morning, someone was coming out the bathroom. Can't even wake up in peace. You lot have already chunged out the bathroom, bro. It's fucking 10 a.m. Whole apartment smelling like ass.
Oh my god, don't kill me.
What?
Bro.
Listen, that IB for KFC will do you. Ah, if you do me,
yeah,
I do you.
Nah, yeah, food is just different out there still.
Like, yeah. But I think, what's a rule?
Don't go off with people.
Don't go off with people.
I mean, you can, but don't like, I mean... It depends on the circumstances. If you want to go off with somebody...
If you're going to go off with a stranger, you have to let people know where you're going. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. So don't, like... Because, you know, like, people get blinded by Nash and they'll just be following babes anywhere. So you have to let people know where you're going. As in, if my girl's saying, okay, come back to my hotel at XYZ, you need to know where XYZ is and you need to tell one of them and them, boom. This is where I'm going. You can't just say, yeah, I'm going off with my girl and disappear. Dead. We're actually too grown.
We're actually in a foreign country.
We're too grown for that as well. I'm in a foreign country. People are crazy. Like, and then what if you go there, then her other friends are there, then you get into argument, now you're beefing strangers and we don't know where you are.
Long.
That's the first thing. The other thing is, I think beer goggles are real.
Beer goggles are fucking real, mate.
And you will get roasted the next day.
Oh, you will get roasted the next day.
So don't think anything is off limits, because if the beer goggles have done you the night before, guess what? I'm going to remind you the next morning.
So, that's...
I'm like, so Margaret, yeah?
Spidey worry.
You are Margaret. Okay. When you went to the bathroom. Okay. Absinthe.
Eyes.
Listen, don't let beer goggles do your dance, because that's how you'll end up on Shade Borough. Hey. 6:30 and the dead thing. Don't do that. Mm-mm. Don't do it to yourself. Yeah, like, and obviously everyone has to have each other's back. Like, if Dee's drunk and I see that she's doing craziness with a spider worry, then I have to tap her and say, bro,
listen,
I don't know if this is really what you're trying to be doing right now. Okay.
What you want? So
you got to watch each other's backs. That's the other thing. Be a team player. Be a team player. I hate people that want to just, like, do their own thing. Or they want to ruin the plan because they're just one person that don't want
to
do it.
Literally. Everybody said something and everybody wants to go to a certain place or do what...
You have to follow the consensus.
Literally, bro.
There can be compromise, but you have to follow the consensus. What the majority wants to do, that's what we're doing.
That's what we're going to do.
Be a team player. And if you're going to be boring, stay at home.
Please.
Don't do that.
We're dead vibes, because you could have really said London is bad vibes as it is. You now want to bring your bad vibes overseas. No.
Don't travel with people that are cheap. Unless you're also cheap. If you're cheap, then go.
Exactly.
With your cheap
friend. Bring
your
money.
If you're not cheap, don't travel with cheap.
Bring your money.
Because they will ruin your holiday.
Ruin.
Oh! They will ruin your holiday. They'll ruin your holiday. Like, they'll be penny pinching. They'll buy one round of drinks. They'll be looking at you like, remember last night when I bought the €3 sandy and the €3 and 25 cents that you last night, and then the babe brought you a drink and then she didn't bring me. No, don't do that. And then also them ones that will be like, oh yeah, we can stay there, it's fine. And then you look at the reviews and it's like a 1-star hostel with bunk beds. And the last review said that they have mice. And now I'm looking at you like...
No, please, no. Respectfully.
And also, do you know what? The one thing about going on holiday with your friends is you really figure out who they are, you know? You don't know your friends until you go on holiday with them. You don't know your friends until you go on holiday with them. When you go on holiday with them, you really see. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all the obstacles in my way. Yeah, no, you really see who your friends are when you go on holiday. That's how I found out Dee was a spider worry.
Pardon? suck yourself, bro. How am I collecting strays?
And Dom's not here to save you. Quang, quang.
Bro, yeah. I think I'm quite well behaved on holiday. I think I'm quite nice. I kind of do everything. The only thing I probably do on holiday is get drunk. And when I'm drunk...
I think you're well-behaved.
Yeah, I'm calm on holiday. Like, I'm not... Hege. Like, I'm not...
Thing about Dee as a drunk more time, Dee's a quite a happy drunk.
Yeah.
So, usually, like, if the vibes are already good, like, Dee's gonna just add to the vibe. Because she's quite a happy drunk. But then, if... This is the thing about Dee. Once she's drunk, you can't bring her back. So if things go left and get serious, it's too late.
I'm just there looking like I can't help you.
She can't function.
I can't function right now.
So let's say we're out and we're all drunk and something bad happens. Don't look to Dee to help, because Dee is now in her drunken happy phrase.
I'm like, guys, let's have a tequila. Come on, one more.
Where were you when the boy was gonna stab me in the club?
I was there.
Was you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk.
I don't even think any of us.
I wasn't drunk. No, that night. Hey, are you mad? Like, that night, I was actually so mad. Like, no way.
I don't think any of us.
None of us was drunk.
Because we hadn't been there long. I don't know if we ever told this story.
Yeah, it was literally like we pulled up, like, a couple, like, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and then that just happened. And it was just.
I don't like men, man. I don't like men. Imagine, guys, we was in Ibiza. This was like 2017, I think 2018. And this guy was basically harassing one of our friends, and he was doing it like right in my face, and it was just getting a bit much. And she kind of had already, you know, told him like, yo, like, chill, leave me alone. And he continued. So I respectfully said to him, like, bro, like, you know, she's not interested, like, allow it. And yeah, he proceeded to try and bark on me and like start something, but it was, and again, I need to stop doing this because it's not right. But he was small, so I was looking at him like.
You look at him like.
I was just kind of looking at him like, if I slap you now.
If I really just descend on you.
Slap me now. I was just looking at him like, I don't get it. And because I was actually nice about it, like, it's not like I was like, yo, bro, like, back up. Because I was nice about it. I was just a bit confused by how quickly he switched.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was out of nowhere.
Yeah, because that's when I also knew he was a mad person. Because you're not always the biggest and baddest person in the room. So then I was looking at him, and at first I was like, but I can actually, fuck you up. Like, literally. I was looking at him like that. And then I was like, oh, but he might be mad.
Yeah.
So let me actually dial it back a bit. And then all his boys came. And you know, the boys always do this thing where they start holding each other back. Mm. But it's like, he wasn't doing anything.
And then it's not until they started holding
that.
Her back.
I hate that.
That it's like, oh.
We wasn't even eye to eye because we're not the same height. So when we was, I don't know, eye to breast.
Stop it.
I was looking at your forehead. You wasn't doing anything when we was close, and then your friends came
and I was like, that's why I wanted to do hype
and
shit.
All of a sudden you're trying to get to me. It's odd.
Very odd behavior.
And I never move in those situations, rightfully or wrongfully. Mm-hmm. I always stay still because
what's up?
Mama didn't raise no bitch. You're so
sorry, all them niggas.
Do you know what I mean? If we're gonna fight, we're gonna fight. But yeah, that was all peak. And then it was peak for him because by then we had made friends with all the security Everybody. And all the clubs.
Yeah.
So literally, it was so joke. Security literally walked over and then they were like to me, who was it? And before I even pointed, one of the other girls pointed at him. And security just picked him up and took him outside. Like, literally lifted him off his feet and he was gone.
I
said, well, blister platter.
That's it then.
Blister platter.
That is it. That is
but
all.
Yeah, and that's the other. I guess that's the other rule of holiday. Like, even when you're enjoying yourself, kind of be on your P's and Q's.
You have to, because everyone is not.
Because everyone's tapped, and especially like as lesbians, when we're traveling, like more time when we go on these holidays, we're not in queer spaces.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? We're not in safe spaces by any means. So we definitely have to have each other's back, and we definitely have to be on our P's and Q's, because these are the kind of spaces where you walk in and immediately men are threatened.
100%.
Because already all the women are now looking at you because they're like, oh my God, who are these fine ass, what is happening? Who are these women? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So now you've got all the women's attention, and now you have all the men's attention because they're like, what the fuck, bro? Mm. Like, why is this girl that I was just talking to for 20 minutes now giving me stiff?
Yeah.
That's your own personal problem.
That, if you don't have the game like that, you don't have the game like that, baby boy.
You ain't got it.
Like,
it is what it is. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
But yeah, we don't want your babes anyway, respectfully. But, you know, those situations can get techie because, yeah, men don't like that and men are scary and weird. So always be on your P's and Q's. That's the other one I'll give you. But yeah, man, I hope everyone. If you are going on holiday, I know there's a couple functions happening this year. So if you are going on a lad's holiday, honestly, I just feel like everyone really enjoys it. Everyone does enjoy. But I think everyone deserves some enjoyment.
Definitely.
This year.
Definitely, this summer, this year. Like,
this summer has to be the summer.
It has to be.
I rebuke every illness. I rebuke every bad mind. I rebuke passa. I rebuke drama. I rebuke it all.
Amen.
And I'm wishing nothing but joy, enjoyment, outside-ment. All of the ments that are good is what I'm wishing for all of us, because it's been a rough couple of years and it's time for us to really step out, like Busy Signal.
Step out, and I mean.
But, and I mean, true, bang. So yeah, we're stepping out, guys. That's what I had to say. We're outside. We're stepping out, respectfully. And yeah, do your thing. Obviously, hopefully next episode, Domsky will be back in the cut. But like I said, life is life, and guys, you know, think about how often you see the same three friends every 2 weeks.
Exactly.
So, you know, we got to do quite a bit to get our schedule scheduling.
You feel me?
So, yeah, but we're glad to be back on the mic, and we hope everyone is doing well and is happy and all them good things. But yes, you have been listening to the Damn Podcast. Make sure you follow us on all socials. Please make sure you rate, review, all of that via Apple Podcasts, via Spotify. It's your girl, OG Quartz, and I am out.
D Style signing out, baby.
I'm ready to have a beer. I'm ready to have a beer.